Well, I work for a big corporation. Verde ting like to be sells education. Some factories churn out the cheese. This factory sells college degrees. I work on the outside grounds crew. Sometimes I move furniture too. Someday I might go back to school and get my diploma too. Well, a degree is a mighty swell thing. It could help you get a job and everything. Or you could frame it and put it up on your wall. Yeah, you'd never regret it at all. I think the students love this place. And why not? 'Cause they all get good grades. These days the customer always is right. No need to study or read and write. There's just one problem with the spell program here. One thing that to me don't seem fair. How come we got all these special studies for just a select few minorities? We got Hispanic and women's studies for you. African and Native American too. That's well for them and I don't want to be rude. But we Swedish Americans are a minority too. Well, I'm a third generation Swedish American and I just can't find my roots. Well, I've been to the Scandifest and I've tasted lutefisk, but those grand Viking days are true. Well, my Swedish is terrible, my English unbearable, and my Swenglish is just a spoof. Seems no one wants to hire me, 'cause I'm in the wrong minority. I got the Swedish American blues. So I put a suggestion in a suggestion box. I asked the president to call me up and talk. I said, if you want ethnic diversity, we need to offer Svenska studies. And I got ideas about curriculum. The courses should be easy and fun. We could sample the Swedish cuisine, pickled herring and lefse and meat. And we could watch Swedish movies too. That Ingrid Bergman makes me come unglued. And then before we get settled down, we make like Vikings and pillage the town. Well, I didn't hear from the president, so I sat down and wrote her again. And this time in my letter I stressed that we Swedes have been oppressed. I said we Swedes have had it tough. Them Minnesota winters can be rough. And no matter how far our ancestors came, we still live near Norwegians and Danes. Another thing that really gets me inflamed, though you know I don't like to complain, it's a shame how our women folks got to put up with all them blonde yokes. And I'm a third generation Swedish American and I just can't find my roots. Though I've been to the Scandifest and I've eaten lutefisk and found it tastes like glue. I know sex, Sven and Ole yokes that I tell to Norwegian folks to keep them all amused. And not in Gortungafjet and Kringjord and Soferlet, even Santa Lucia's confused. Well, the president didn't write me back, so I figured I'd better take a new tack. And this time I appeal to the one thing she cares for. It's the thing that she just can't ignore. I said my sick, rich Uncle Sven, he'll bequeath all his fortune to them. Well, she called me back the very same day and said, yeah, sure, you betcha by Yemeni, you'll get your Institute of Svenska Studies right away. Well, I work in a big corporation. Where the thing what we sell is education. Now that we got Svenska studies here, I think I go back to school next year.